I'm Mohammed. I'm originally from Jibreen, where my grandparents come from after 1948. And I was born and growing up in Aida refugee camp. And I still live in this camp with my family until today. I work as a director of the media unit at Laji Center, which is a culturing center in Aida refugee camp. And I work as a freelance, as a journalist, mainly in Bethlehem. My village, I used to always hearing about it from my grandmother, grandfather, and never seeing. I just, with the story they're telling me, it's like, you know, when you don't know a place, you start imagining how it looked like. And once I went to my village, it was an adventure, it was not easy, but I made it. It was very, very hard, like, to see it. I remember the moment just I reached it, I have the feeling, I don't know, like happy or cry. I just forget about it, like, and took my camera and start taking photos as much as I can. I went back to my home, downloading the photos, and showed it to my grandmother. And she started telling me, like, this here was a school. This building, it is for your grandfather's house. And for me, like, I felt like, kind of more or less, I know a little bit more information about my homeland. And for me, like, I want to talk, I want to tell these people this is my homeland, but because I'm not legal there, I couldn't say anything, because if I'm going to do anything, they will arrest me, or they will shoot me, or you don't know what the reaction going to be. But it was very hard, like, to say anything to them. I felt in a moment I am a tourist in my home village. To see all this open space, and in a moment thinking about the space you have in the camp, it's really crazy. Every year it's come more crowded, and every year a new members from the families comes, so they need more space. But it's very hard to have more space. The houses is very close to each other's, which is, I could say, no privacy. It's like small worlds between the families. If a family talking about something, the second neighbor, he can hear the whole conversation. So you never feel comfortable. With the problems we have in the camp, with this difficult situation, I could say one of the reasons make me still going with my life in general, community. We're about 5,000 refugees living in this camp, but we know each other very well. Personally, I know everyone. I know each person where he lives, even their children, the new generation, because in the center we work with children. So this is one of the things I liked about the camp, that people are united together and close to each other's. When you're sad, you will find people to support you, to stop with you, to stand with you.